Welcome to another episode of Lunch with the Shark. Join us as we dive deep into discussions about business, accounting, and finance to help you build a business that thrives. Now sit back and have a bite with your host, the Shark CFO, Vidal Espinosa.
Well, hello, hello, good afternoon. Welcome to a new edition of Lunch with the Shark. I am your host, Vidal, the Shark CFO Espinosa, and I am really happy to be here with you on this. I think it's Tuesday afternoon. We are having a overcast day. It's a little bit chilly down here. We're right in front of the ocean, and it's a bit chilly. Captain Crunch has been very relaxed today, but as everyone that it's underage, they actually have the perfect timing when an adult is doing something for them to want something. So your pets, they're like kids, right? So I'm pretty sure he's gonna be barking. And look, he already woke up, and I'm pretty sure he's gonna start barking in a few minutes and or asking and demanding for my attention or my mom's attention or somebody's attention in that matter. Like he hears my mom walking around, so he's gonna start barking. But it's been a very relaxed day. It's intriguing. Why is it so relaxed? But it's okay. Everything okay. We're moving along. Everything is being, we're progressing in everything that we're doing. And that's a good sign. That's a good sign. It's actually really good. So how's your day been? How's your morning been? How are you guys going, doing? How was yesterday? Beginning of the week, of the work week. Not necessarily beginning of the whole week, but beginning of the work week. Let me fix here. So what did you think about yesterday's Lunch with the Shark? I think it was full of information. I think I provided a shitload of nuggets. I think I provided you a lot of, how can we say it? I actually threw a lot of rocks your way to wake up and realize what we're doing or what is it that we're not doing, right? It's so interesting because I just hang up the phone like 10 minutes ago from someone that we provided a service, okay? And they actually went with somebody else to continue a service, but not because we're not good, because they're seeking price. They were seeking inexpensive chingaderas. So to me, that is like, dude, like, I hope people don't look at our service because we're cheap other than because we're good. So if you're being seek because, oh, they told me that you were the cheapest one around, you need to realize what you're doing, it's not right, right? You are actually just undermining your whole industry. That's interesting. And the guy called me because the person or the people that he went to has not responded to him. And he called me to see if he can ask me a couple of questions. And I'm like, dude, I already provided you all the information. I can't provide you more. It's like, yeah, but I went to another firm, and then they're like cheap. When he told me the prices, I was like, dude, I'm gonna hire them to work for me. Because, damn, I was like, huh? Let me. What's the firm name? Because I'm gonna call them and hire them, and maybe or buy their practice. Because if they're charging you that, no wonder, and this is, I am not trying to make myself feel better or anything, but no wonder you've called them 7, 8, 9 times and they haven't responded to you. But the interesting thing is that, oh my God, this firm has a lobby and they have a secretary and they have a conference room and they're a two-story accounting firm. And I'm like, dude, does that make you, or is that impressive? What should be impressive is like, oh my God, the principal of the accounting firm calls me immediately after I call them, obviously give him a lead time of by the end of the day. But at least he returned my call. Oh, the principal of the accounting firm provided me the information I needed. Oh, the my sales rep or my accounting rep provided me the information and gives me financial statements on time. No. Oh, it's impressive because they have a lobby, they have a secretary, they have a conference room, and they're a two-story accounting firm. Okay, if that's impressive to you, damn, you're not thinking straight. Impressive to me is like, they saved me a shitload of money in taxes. They provided me the licenses and permits immediately. They provided me my financial statements 5 days after the closing date. They are calling me because, hey, dude, I found a couple of transactions that I think we should do this and this and that way. Hey, there's financing for this. Hey, why don't we get a credit card instead of you spending your cash? Oh, let me figure out how I can do your cash flow. But you know what? All those things should be planned and thought through before we open a business. The problem is that we don't know what we don't know. The problem is that we want to go into business because my neighbor is doing it and they're doing so well that I want to do it because they're doing so well. Because my mom told me that I am really good at creating this sauce, so I'm going to sell this sauce. Or because my wife, it's telling me, dude, you're so good giving advice. Go ahead and do coaching. Really? Before we dive into today's topic, which we're going to continue on the startup week, what do we celebrate today? Today, we actually celebrate National Poppy Day. So whoever has a poppy, celebrate them. Buy them an ice cream. Buy them a cake. Pamper them. You know what? They are the best thing ever since sliced bread. Let me tell you why. Because they are companions that do not question you. They don't judge you. They're just there because you take care of them. Isn't that right, Captain Crunch? They love you no matter what. You can reprimand them, and 5 seconds later, they're kissing you. You should be like that. You should be like that. They don't care. They don't take it personally. Isn't that right, Captain Crunch? He's actually sleep, like dead sleep. Captain Crunch? Yeah, no, he's dead sleep. He actually had a great breakfast this morning. He's not a puppy, but we treated him like a puppy. So whomever has a puppy, celebrate him. Also today, we celebrate American Diabetes Association Day. So we need to be aware. Right now in this pandemic, you know that the average male has gained a close of 30 pounds through this pandemic, and women, females, have gained an average 20 pounds. I don't know why, but in this sequester year, people have been craving carbs, processed foods, and we've gained weight. We've gained weight. So be careful, National Diabetes Association Alert Day. So beware, be careful. Also, it's in the US, it's Melba Toast Day. So if you want to cut down on your diabetes, go and get a Melba Toast. Do not put any preserves on it because it has sugar. So a little bit of butter without salt, and that's something good. And also, have a drink. Because today we celebrate National Chia Day. And actually chia seeds are good also for diabetes. So, it's interesting that it's today that. Also in the US, holy crap, there's a shitload of celebrations today. What's going on? They didn't have anything to do on March 23rd. So US, also we have Near Miss Day. This is because a huge asteroid missed the Earth. So today we celebrate National Miss Day. And then for all my Pakistani friends, today is Pakistan Day. So happy Pakistan Day to any Pakistani friend out there. And today in the world, we celebrate World Meteorologist Day. So Craig, happy Meteorologist Day to you, dude. We're waiting for some of your documents. We'll give you a call if you're seeing us. He's a friend of us from San Diego. He's a meteorologist. He was a meteorologist for CBS, and then he moved to LA, and now he is in Seattle, Washington. So hi all the way to there. Well, after those 100 celebration days, let's dive into. I started my business. I have a startup. So now what the fuck do I do? Have you ever asked yourself that? There's a saying, there's not a saying. There was a commercial in Mexico. It's like, no te quedes con cara de what? No te quedes con cara de what? So I already started in my business. I have a startup. Now what the fuck do I do? What the hell do I do? What's next? What should I do? When should I do it? What's the next step? Let me get my instructions. Guess what? You started your business and you have no instructions. There's no instructions like an IKEA piece of furniture that you have to put together. There's no instructions, let me tell you that. And if somebody is trying to sell you a program that it tells you step by step on how to create and build your small business, it's just a template. It's just a tool that you need to fill in every single blank space. Should I create an LLC? Should I create a corporation? Should I be a sole proprietor? Should I be a partnership? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I have an accrual system? Should I have cash system? And we're just talking about the structure and accounting. Should I have a human resources? How should I hire? Should I hire independent contractors or should I have employees? Should I have independent contractors from abroad? Should I buy 20 containers before I start building my business? Should I buy a factory because I want to sell mugs? Or should I buy a couple of mugs and start selling? Should I create a pamphlet? Should I create emails? Should I create a website? Should I create business cards? Should I create legal templates? What the fuck should I do? My head hurts just by telling you that on things that I just imagine. Should I create contracts? Should I create agreements? What about legal stuff? What about payments? Should I get a bank account? Should I get a credit card? Should I get PayPal? Should I get a Stripe? Should I get? Where should I get? What should I get? What's next? So let's see. You've launched your business, so what next? You've been told that half the bottle is getting started. Well, most people say that 80% is showing up and getting started. Yeah. You're there, that's it. You're just there, right? To some extent, it's true. But also advice that aim at people who struggle to get into gear. Remember, analysis by paralysis? Holy fuck, I have the keys to my office. Now what? Analysis by paralysis. But you have launched your business. You know that now. So now the real work begins. What does that work entail? What specifics, concrete steps can you take to make sure that your product launch is effective? Your service is delivered effectively, okay? Handling success when it comes your way. Growth management might seem like the type of high quality conundrum that most people will love to have. But there's an urgency when it comes to growth management that many entrepreneurs miss. If you aren't effective now, you may miss opportunities for expansion. So growth management. According to Harvard Business Review, The number one issue in business lunch is lack of proper growth management. They recount the tale of Mosquito Magnet, which became a hot seller at places like Home Depot until the demand for the product drastically increased. To compensate, the production was outsourced to China and the quality dipped so much that consumers got angry with the brand. Although Mosquito Magnet ultimately they made money, they missed an opportunity to create an outstanding product that would etch itself into the minds of the customers all across the country. If you want to ensure that your own growth management goes smoothly, pay attention to the following tips. So here it is. Look, remember that I launch a task of creating a business plan in 2 pages. Simple, concrete, to the point, focus, outlined, and I was going to put $1,000 out of my own pocket for the best business plan out there. This is plain and simple. The growth management, it's plain and simple, a roadmap that it can be equal to Google Maps. Point one, which is where I start from, where I want to go, success, growth, right? Because I never heard a business owner, entrepreneur, startupper say, I just want to stay like this. I just don't want to do anything. I just want to be like this forever and ever, and I am not seeking growth. Okay, so you want growth. You need to be clear on what growth you want. You want to be clear on the goals. You want to be clear on your vision. Okay, so how am I going to do, or what am I going to do to get from starting point to the growth point? That blueprint, it's your growth management plan. So here are some steps. Make sure production, it's scalable. Production, it's scalable. All products and services require some level of scalability to handle growth, okay? So you need scalable resources, such as adding customer service professionals to the mix when more customers start using your product. Imagine that I have my factory that produces the mugs, right? I need customer service because I'm pretty sure a lot of people that would buy my mugs if I start selling them to retailers or online, people are going to have questions. Trust me. If the instructions are not clear, and even if they're clear, they're going to call you and say, hey, is this mug microwavable? Hey, is this mug dishwashable? Hey, is this mug, if I scrub it with, people have questions. So if I sell a shitload of these ones, I need to understand that I'm going to have customer service, right? So you need to be scalable. You need to be prepared on what if, so what do I do? Different scenarios. Have salespeople ready. That's number two. You need a staff who's more knowledgeable than the customers and leads who are asking the questions. That means you want a training program to ensure that your staff can talk about your product with knowledges and expertise. Have sales team ready, prepared. This does not mean that you need to go out running right now and hire 100 sales team. If you do so, be prepared to have enough mugs to satisfy the demand that those 100 sales team people are going to bring your way. Then you also need your customer service department. Then you need that your manufacturing area or whomever you're sourcing it from, it's capable of handling good quality QR, okay, QR, quality control, QC, quality control, those mugs. You don't want returns because it's not on the retailer. Guess what? It's on whomever is signing the bottom of this mug. In this case, nobody signed this mug, so it is on the retailer. Okay? So be ready. Number three, know your market demand. This may be the single most important way to gauge the growth of your business. Are you keeping your ears to the tracks, so to speak? Do you know if the train is coming? How is your social media presence? Your understanding of media? Do you get my drift? If you don't know what's coming, it will catch you off guard. People drink a shitload of coffee, but people only drink hot chocolate during fall and winter. So if you want to advertise this mug and put in some marshmallows inside and some chocolate in the middle, and you're aiming for winter and fall and winter, you need to listen as to what type of chocolate people are asking. This year or last year, last winter, people were big on chocolate bonbon balls. Listen to your market, but you need to know your market before you decide to go and outsource a million chocolate marshmallow bombs. Oh, you know what? Shit. I actually ordered hot cayenne pepper marshmallow chocolate bombs, and you're actually going to sell it at Kit Store. Damn. Your mugs are for kids, but they're full of cayenne pepper chocolate marshmallow bombs. Do you think they're going to sell? No, they're not. Why would that happen? Because you don't know your market, right? Most people want to learn about preparing for possible failure. But the truth is, some businesses fail because they don't adequately prepare for success. How do you prepare for success? You listen, you focus, you have a plan. I just gave you three tips, three nuggets. You listen to your customers, not to you, not to your needs and wants. Okay? You are not important. Whatever you want and need, it's not what your market wants and needs. First, listen. Second, focus. Focus. Focus in your market. And three, do a plan. You follow recipes when you cook. You follow instructions when you drive, right? Follow instructions. Follow a roadmap for your business. Don't count on your launch to handle for the sales for you. When your company is riding high off an initial buzz, whether it is by virtual Kickstart campaign or a simple press release that caught fire, it's easy to forget that it's not always going to be this way. The internet, it's Flickr mistress. It moves on more quickly than a 24-hour news cycle. One day, you're a hot commodity. The next day, who's that? What? Like, you were saying what? What the fuck? I don't even remember them. So whomever is in the news, they pray to the goddess and the gods out there. Like, holy crap, I hope this news stays forever and ever, like at least 72 hours. But news cycles, 24 hours, like, who's he? Who's she? What the fuck did she do? Okay, bye, right? It's the same thing with your business kickstart. When you launch, you feel like you've been in the limelight forever. That's true, but don't count on it. And even if you had a successful launch, you need to prepare for the long-term success of your company. You create a shitload of, let's say that you're a restaurant, okay? Let's say you're a restaurant and you create a shitload of buzz prior to opening. You have big banners, and even if you're building your restaurant, you put out like billboards, and you put out like images, and then you take it down, and you start creating buzz around your area, around your neighborhood, about your new restaurant. You would send out flyers, grand opening in the next, April 20th, and then blah, 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 blah. April 20th, you have to be ready to deliver outstanding service quality to your people, to whomever shows up at your doors. Guess what? Guess why? Because it's going to depend. That's going to be your success. If you're lousy, you're crappy on the first day of your opening your restaurant, that's it. You're doomed. We are so quick to judge. We are so quick to validate. We are so quick to take surveys that if you miss the mark, they're not coming back. It might give you a second chance if that's the only option, but you must be ready. You must be prepared. You must be on point. Okay, so let's see. Here's some steps to keep your sales energy up after your buzz dies. Find great salesperson. Easy said than done. Salespeople out there are so difficult to find because simply there isn't enough salespeople to go around for all the companies. You have to be the best salesperson in your company. You. Oh, hells no. I already am super successful and I am not going to be selling my product or service to my clients. What the hell is your company? You have to be the best salesperson out there. I'm not going to do sales. That's why I have a sales team to do sales for me. Yeah, but look at your company right now. It's failing miserably. You have to be consistent in your sales process. You'd be amazed at what one right hire can do to shift the focus and ambition of your business. Don't be afraid to give salespeople very specific goals and to keep them accountable to those goals. I want them to sell to everyone. Okay. Stay enthusiastic. Once you get into the dog days of managing a business, you might find yourself asking, is this really what I started an entrepreneurship for? Just to feel like an empowered office lackey? Don't feel that way. You're out on your own, ruling your own hours, running your own business. Think of the post-launch down as the dog days of running a business. The point at which you need to put in the work so you can delegate. And forget new connections and don't stop. Although you might have the customers and clients to keep your company afloat for the time being, it's an unwise entrepreneur who doesn't set a little bit of time aside to continue investing in new opportunities. So never stop forcing new connections, seeking new clients, in attempting to generate new sales. It's a must. So are you still confused? Focus on these simple steps. Okay, so you come to our show for some concrete action steps you can undertake today. Let's keep it simple and provide you with some tips that focus on short-term business development. Short-term, okay? This is like a curita. This is like a Band-Aid, okay? This is like a Band-Aid. This is not forever and ever. This is something you can implement quickly, fast. This is like a curita. Attend your first conference or trade show. This gives you something to look forward to, as well as opportunities to make new connections and sales. Oh, they don't work. Trust me, they work. If you think that trade shows or conferences do not work, it's because your ego is out there. Oh, I'm not going to be able to learn anything. Even if you learn what you already know, you're relearning it. Okay? It's always good to continue keeping current yourself. So, attend your first conference show or trade show. Number two, if you haven't already, create your elevator pitch. Seriously, take the time to write a 30-second pitch and practice it in the mirror. You'd be amazed at the confidence this gives you in your new business, even if you don't have to use that pitch right away. Even though you're going to do it in front of a mirror, do it with everybody you know. Do it with people you don't know. And if they ask you after your elevator pitch, so what is it that you do? You have the wrong elevator pitch. The elevator pitch needs to be clear, concise, and people must understand with that 30-second tagline or whatever it is, they must fully understand what you do. You probably think that people would understand what you do because you know what you do. But if people don't understand, guess what? You have no freaking idea what you're doing. Harsh, but true. And number three, develop your portfolio and testimonials. Essential in the early stages of any business. If you haven't been gathering customer testimonials and portfolio items yet, now's the time to get started. After you close a sale, it's the best time to ask your client for a testimonial. Not after you deliver the service, not after a couple of years. Right after you close that sale, you ask for a testimonial. You ask for a testimonial. Yelp review, Google review, website review, written testimonial, video testimonial, whatever the fuck it is, or all of them. As soon as you close that sale, that should be a process, a system that you implement immediately. Why? Because your clients, first of all, they haven't tried you yet, right? But they're so pepped, they're so hype, they're so eager about you, your product, your company, that they'll give you the best testimonial ever, okay? So do that. Now, case studies, if you're a service provider, okay? Case studies, ask your best clients to see if you can write a case study about their success and post it. Plaster it all over your social media. Put it in your marketing materials. Put it in your website so people can actually read true and real events on how you handle certain situations, how we've helped clients save hundreds of thousands of dollars with simple tax strategies, okay? So today's action plan is, let's write our elevator pitch. Let's write our elevator pitch on a third page of paper, piece of paper, okay? Let's write our elevator pitch. We have to memorize it. Like us Catholics, we know our Father and the Hail Mary. You need to memorize it. Even if you just chant it, amen, just like that. You need to memorize your elevator pitch. But say it to at least 100 people. Record yourself and post it on social media and see what people think you do. If the majority of them nail it, then you're okay. But if not, you don't even know what you do in your business. Okay, so let's end up today's show with a quote from George Bernard Shaw. He is an Irish playwright, and he said, life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. Life is already there. You need to create your own self. Same as for your business. Hey, The next mug is going to come pretty soon. I have to reinvent this mug. Bon appetit. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to Lunch with the Shark. If you would like to set up a consultation with the Shark CFO, Vidal Espinosa, visit his website www.invictus-advisors.com and don't forget to subscribe on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn.